children calling through the faraway town.
And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Yeah, 3.5 minutes away from news. Ender Brady from Sky News UK, the latest on the Tower Inferno. There could be calls for the bosses to resign from council, Ender.
Well, one of them has just gone, actually, Ben, the chief exec of Kensington Council. He has been forced to resign. Nicholas Holgate is his name. Quite simply, the council response was wholly inadequate, nowhere near quick enough, not good enough. And the community was up in arms from the very first few hours because, quite simply, nothing was being done for them. So Holgate is gone. What we're hearing this morning in the papers, would you believe it, this plastic that was part of the cladding on the outside of the building, when it caught fire, it gave off hydrogen cyanide. And some of the people in hospital have been given an antidote for this. And obviously, many of the deaths will have been caused by inhaling hydrogen cyanide. And this was the cladding stuff that was put on the building, which is illegal in Germany, illegal in the United States and in many Middle Eastern countries. And yet somebody decided it was fit to put on a council building here in the UK in the 21st century.
My goodness, hydrogen cyanide. Now, Ender, how's Prince Philip? We saw him at Royal Ascot, but he hasn't been too well after that.
So he spent last night in hospital, a second consecutive night in hospital for Prince Philip. We're told that it's nothing serious, a minor ailment. Some of the newspapers here this morning speculating that he has a urinary tract infection. And yes, he was at Royal Ascot on Tuesday. The Queen was unstoppable yesterday. She turned up, she had to give a speech in Parliament. She rattled through it. 15 minutes it took her. All of the legislation that the government wants to bring in the next year.
Wow.
15 minutes dead. The Queen had it finished and she whisked herself off to Royal Ascot. She was not missing a day's racing for love nor money. She will at some stage today, I'm guessing, see Philip, perhaps visit him in the hospital, but there is a day's racing at Royal Ascot, so he'll have to wait.
Good to see where her priorities are. Did she take Charles with her into Parliament, is that right?
Yeah, he was there, yeah. So basically, it's the whole process of, you know, well, he's had so many years of experience,
yeah.
But eventually this will be his job to do, it'll become the king's speech in future years, and well, he's learning from the maestro.
Take your kids to work day. Ender, thank you, mate. I'll chat tomorrow. Ender Brady from Sky News UK.